Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Have a lot to talk about today, and we're going to fit as much news as we can into the show until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Resident Joe Biden is now heading to New Jersey to help campaign for Governor Phil Murphy, as well as to sell his spending plan, saying, by the grace of God, the multi-trillion dollar package will be done before he takes off for Europe. And again, it's, you know, this idea that this is not going to cost the American people trillions in new taxes is utter nonsense. He's delusional here. And not too surprisingly, Biden's average approval rating has hit an all-time low of 43.4% in the daily tracker. I don't even think it's that good. Americans are holding him responsible for the inflation spike, and they are demanding action on the border crisis and probably a lot of other hot-button issues as well. And his approval rating remains low, and that's a problem as he fights to save his spending bill, because he wants to take your money and just spend it on all kinds of things. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, we reported this last week, Kamala Harris is being warned that she could cause churches to lose their tax-free status if they play her campaign video urging worshipers to back Joe Biden, basically saying, it's a article of faith that they need to back Joe Biden and so forth and so on. Anyway, Kamala is also going to Europe. She's supposed to be taking care of that border crisis, but I guess that's all, you know, taking care of itself. So she is jetting off to Europe next month. He's going to visit Paris in November to meet with French President Macron, deliver a speech at the annual Paris Peace Forum, and attend the Paris conference on Libya. Normally, these are things you would expect Joe Biden to do, and it looks like Kamala Harris is sort of in that dress rehearsal to take over the job when it becomes impossible to convince anybody that Joe Biden has still got all his marbles here. And again, this campaign in Virginia may be breaking the IRS rules here, and so there's a lot of concern about that. Now, over at the Department of Justice, Republican Senator Josh Hawley is demanding Attorney General Merrick Garland resign after Garland mobilized the FBI to intimidate parents without legal basis. Now, the National School Board Association over the weekend backtracked and sort of apologized for calling concerned parents domestic terrorists. So that thing blew up in their faces. And there's a new Quinnipiac poll came on out, shows that a supermajority of Republicans, 4 out of 5 Republicans, would like to see former President Trump make another run for the White House in 2024. Of those surveyed, 78% said Trump should run again. Only 16% of Republicans polled said he should not. So, Trump is saying, anything can happen in the next 2 years. Meanwhile, getting on over to Hunter Biden with all the stuff he's been doing with his art projects and various other things that are on that laptop. They may not be going after Hunter himself, but there are new bills being introduced to try and curb the money laundering using things like art galleries and museums, which have long been known to be used to hide and transfer wealth. Getting on to the January 6th committee, in a hearing last Thursday, Representative Thomas Massie questioned Attorney General Garland about this gentleman, and I use the term loosely, Ray Epps, who was caught on video basically goading Trump supporters to enter the U.S. Capitol building on January 5th, and later was seen shepherding them towards the Capitol on January 6th. Now, Ray Epps was featured in Representative Massey's video, and it's far more shocking than even the good congressman implies in the hearing. It's a very strange story. This Ray Epps has not been arrested. He has not been charged, yet clearly he was one of the instigators of what went down at the Capitol building. And it raises new questions about proactive federal government involvement in the protest, which has been declared to have been a riot and an insurrection. Meanwhile, down in Alabama, Christopher Sine, who was the TV anchor who broke the news of the infamous 2016 tarmac meeting between former President Bill Clinton and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, died Saturday. It has been declared a suicide. Not sure I'm going to go with that one. I think this guy goes on the Clinton dead body list here. All right, getting into election fraud, the Arizona Republican Party Chair Kelly Ward is calling for new forensic audits in each of the state's 15 counties. And, you know, they're still out there trying to say that the audit of Maricopa County upheld the results of the 2020 election. No, that is a barefaced lie. The audit revealed massive fraud and irregularities. And, you know, the corporate media, they're just bold-faced lying to try and convince you the election was honest, and very clearly it was not. Meanwhile, demand for forensic audits in all 50 states is gaining support, and I think it would be a very, very good idea. Now then, Barack Obama has accused Republicans of trying to rig the elections by passing state voter ID laws. Now, this is a kind of an odd claim for an ex-president who blasted Donald Trump for suggesting the 2016 White House race could be gamed. And Obama is out there saying you have to ask yourself, why is it that Republicans don't want you to vote? Well, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you are not supposed to vote, is what it really comes on down to. And if you're a citizen, you can get ID. You can actually get ID if you're not a citizen, but it shows you're not a citizen. You need an ID to drive a car. You need an ID to buy cigarettes. You need an ID to buy alcohol. And this idea that there are American legitimate voters who don't have any kind of an ID is absolutely absurd on the face of it. And the reason the Democrats don't want voter ID laws is they are counting on all of these millions of illegal immigrants to keep them in power in perpetuity. All right, let's get on to this situation with Alec Baldwin. I guess the Gabby Petito story was kind of fading off the face of corporate media. And so now they've got Alec Baldwin. And again, I'm not a fan of Alec Baldwin. I certainly don't agree with his politics. And I haven't really liked anything he's done since Beetlejuice anyway. That being said, I'm rather shocked by some of the nasty comments that are being made about him on social media. And everyone's saying, you know, the focus is on him, the buck stops with him. And no, it does not. There are three people who were involved in this tragic misadventure. There was the armorer, who by her public comments is not that conversant with firearms. She made a comment that loading blanks into a gun is a very frightening experience, which tells us she doesn't have a lot of experience with guns. And there's a lot of attention being focused on the assistant director, who picked the gun up from the table, said cold gun, meaning unloaded, and handed it to Alec Baldwin, who apparently was practicing cross-drawing when the gun went off. And this assistant director, Dave Halls, has a past record of unsafe behavior on movie sets, not maintaining fire lanes, sets too close together, and no safety meetings whatsoever. And so we need to look at those three. There shouldn't have been any live rounds on the set anyway. There's no need for them. The only time live rounds would be used is if they want to make a point of showing the recoil of the weapon. But you can do that with a blank and a lot of wadding as well, as that's something I've seen done on the set. We're now getting word that some of the crew were practicing target shooting with live rounds on the set. And that, you know, that's possibly where the live round came from. But again, we have these three individuals, all very liberal, all anti-gunners. And if just one of them had gone through a gun safety course and knew that you always treat a gun as if it's loaded until you personally have cleared the weapon, this tragedy would have been avoided. But in my opinion, it's death by misadventure. And, you know, they're talking about they're going to charge Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter. But, the blame is spread among these three people. And, again, no fan of Alec Baldwin, but I don't think he deserves to be made the scapegoat all by himself for this tragic occurrence here. Meanwhile, a California politician wants to pass a law to ban live guns on movie sets after the accidental shooting. And I think this is a very good idea. I don't think we need a law to basically do what amounts to common sense. And like I commented on before, when I was working on Lost, there was a strict no real guns policy on the set. And they used what were called unguns. And I tried to find the company that provided them, but it appears they are no longer in existence. These were firearms that were fabricated to look like real weapons, but you could not load a live bullet or even a blank charge in them. Instead, they had these small electrically fired pyrotechnic charges. And you don't even really need that. If you're not going to worry about the recoil, you know, you can add the flash of the gun barrel in CGI. You can add the sound effect, in post-production. And so really, it shouldn't have happened. And we don't really need a law for everybody to want to be safe. But again, it's very obvious that all of these people on the set had not really been through gun safety courses, because even the crew who was target shooting should have known to clear the gun before they gave it back to the weapons master. So it's a horrible tragedy. And again, the lack of proper education in the safe handling of firearms is definitely a major factor in this. So anyway. All righty. We're going to take Facebook to task as they richly deserve. And there was an article that came out of Your Destination Now about papers being leaked out of Facebook. Apparently, a lot of Facebook employees are very unhappy. They're starting to leak documents. And Facebook is losing control of its carefully crafted image over complaints about shadowy algorithms and misinformation. And so they're losing this image of being a benevolent company that just wants to connect the world. And let's see, Facebook is accused of violating SEC rules by failing to disclose a slump in popularity among teens when selling advertising. They're supposed to provide accurate audience demographics to potential advertisers, and they're not doing that. And they're bolstering their numbers to advertisers by people who have more than one account on Facebook, like I used to have until they blocked me. So they're in a little trouble with the SEC. Meanwhile, yet another whistleblower has come forward saying that Facebook employees tried to suppress conservative news outlets, and they were basically deliberately slowing traffic to Breitbart News. In fact, they even wanted to get Breitbart out of the news tab over on the Facebook page. And yet another whistleblower is out there saying that Facebook is unquestionably making hate worse. And one of the reasons is people feel a certain, shall we say, safety in those little electronic devices. You know, they're not having to actually face people directly and say, you know, the flying spaghetti monster does not exist. They feel they can do it over the social media without fear of consequence. And that is a very negative thing here. And Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen, who's subject to a smear campaign saying that she's an insider still, she quoted Facebook's own research saying Instagram may never be safe for 14-year-olds, saying Facebook will not sacrifice a slither of profit. And she released a dossier of very damning evidence that basically Facebook's own research found children are turning to addicts and bullying, and Facebook, in effect, was following them into their bedrooms here. And that led to this article that came on out of hang on a second, I got a little bit of a problem here. Okay. Article out of Forbes saying why you should delete your Facebook app. And that's because it's been discovered Facebook harvests a lot of information from your electronic device, more than you're probably aware of, and they harvest that and they sell that off as well. Now, I've never had Facebook on my iPhones and never really intended to anyway. Meanwhile, Apple once threatened to basically drop Facebook and Instagram from the App Store when they discovered these social media sites were being used to sell and trade Filipina maids in Middle Eastern online slave market. And so, yeah. You know, they're okay apparently with slavery, but by golly, you'd better not, oppose Joe Biden and vaccines here. Over at Twitter, they have censored two U.S. House representatives for saying that Biden's assistant health secretary in the Health and Human Services, Dr. Rachel Levine, is a biological male, which, yeah, that's the truth here. And Levine made headlines for being called the first ever female four-star admiral in the Public Health Service. And yeah, it really is getting just nonsensical out there. Okay, so anyway, there is a rapper, Brian Gray, and he came up with this video and song poking fun at Joe Biden, had the Let's Go Brandon in there, and the thing went viral. Everybody was playing it. It was absolutely amazing. The video was titled Let's Go Brandon. And Google labeled it as medical misinformation and basically deleted it. And Bryson Gray is saying there's no medical information in the video at all. But, you know, any excuse to protect his residency. And another article along the same lines here. This is from Investment Watch blog. Social media has overtaken society, and the byproduct consists of toxified culture filled with media addiction, depression, data selling, and more. And they're saying social media is actually ruining people's lives. And there is a new poll from Quinnipiac University showing 70% of Americans say that Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good. And by the way, Natural News is now banned on Facebook. Okay, so, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the program where I get out my little tin cup full of pencils and remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep on speaking truth to power in these dark and critical times. So once more, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt like the one I'm wearing right here. And please include a return address. And if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. Okay, we're talking about COVID-19, and Pfizer and Moderna have already come out and announced that their trial data shows the vaccine is safe and effective in children aged 5 to 11, and the shots will be available for young children in the coming weeks. The problem here is that, that age group, they very rarely get COVID, and when they do, they very rarely die. In fact, deaths from COVID in that age bracket is incredibly rare. And we're going to be in a situation where more of these kids are going to be harmed by the vaccine than by the disease itself. But it's all, you know, it's all about the money and same. So we're going to vaccinate them younger, and we're going to push the boosters, and because everybody involved is making tons of money, including all those members of Congress who own stock in the pharmaceutical industries. Now, over in Europe, the EU Parliament has now stated they oppose the vaccine mandate agenda. So they're basically pulling the plug all across Europe for all this vaccine mask and social distancing and all the rest of that here. Now, Representative Brian Mast of Florida has said President Biden's vaccine mandates are straight out of a dystopian fiction. Yeah, that sounds about right. Meanwhile, up in Washington State, they are now threatening to pull funding from a school district that refused to fire teachers under the state's vaccine mandate. So much for informed choice, as it were here. And out in Montana, their attorney general is now harassing a hospital staff for refusing to administer ivermectin to a COVID patient. So the battle lines are being drawn on this one. They really are here. And there's an interesting article that came on out of Health Impact News stating what we already knew. The only ones telling the truth about vaccine injuries are the unvaccinated hospital staff who are leaving the medical system. They're not afraid of losing their jobs. They've already made that decision. And there are no constraints on them for coming on out and saying, you know, there are a lot of problems. And the unvaccinated nurses and hospital staff are coming forward to describe the horror scenes where the majority of new COVID patients now are fully vaccinated and suffering terrible side effects from the vaccine. So it's a serious, serious situation. Now, there was this young girl named Maddie DeGare, and she was, you know, a normal, healthy 13-year-old girl involved in school athletics and, you know, just, you know, enjoying life as 13-year-olds are supposed to do. And because her career choice was in public health, she volunteered for the Pfizer trial for, you know, 13-year-olds. And the vaccine had a severe reaction on her that pretty much paralyzed her. Now, the parents made a television ad showing before and after vaccine of this 13-year-old, and they had arranged with Comcast to broadcast the advertisement before and during the FDA's VRBPAC meeting on Pfizer data for its vaccine for children 5 to 11. And the Comcast at the last second blocked the ad, said, "We've changed our mind. We're not going to run that. You know, the pharmaceutical companies do a lot of advertising with us, and, you know, we don't want to risk losing that money," I guess. The video has, of course, now gone viral. In fact, you can even find it at whatreallyhappened.com for the immediate future. And I even saved the local copy because I think it's going to get spiked everywhere. And over at the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, the director, is saying the U.S. may need to change its definition of fully vaccinated as the boosters roll out. You may think because you got two shots of Pfizer, two shots of Moderna, and one shot of Johnson & Johnson that you're fully vaccinated. Ooh, no, 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 no. Yeah, you will not be considered fully vaccinated until you've had all the booster shots. Money, 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 money. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news,
real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Xtendivite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and apparently during a special session of the World Health Organization's 34-member executive board back on October 5th, Dr. Michael Ryan, who's the World Health Organization's head of emergencies, basically accidentally confirmed COVID is no more dangerous or deadly than the seasonal flu. And of course, this has not garnered any attention in the corporate media here. Meanwhile, major U.S. cities, including Chicago, risk losing one-third of their police forces due to the vaccine mandates. And I think we reported on Friday that the Illinois sheriffs will not fill the gaps in Chicago's police vacancies here. So as the crime rates are surging, so are the vaccine mandates and the resistance by police to those mandates. And of course, over in Florida and here in Indiana, they're sending out the call saying, you know, we could use police officers here, and you do not have to be vaccinated. Over in Florida, they're literally paying a $5,000 bonus to help cover the moving costs. So Yeah, this is the entire structure of our country is changing because of all this stuff. Meanwhile, down in Austin, Texas, their understaffed police are now telling citizens that if they are at a crime scene, they should go ahead and just collect any evidence they can find themselves. And I can't wait to see the defense lawyers have a field day with that one. The Border Patrol is getting ready to fire 5,000 agents due to the vaccine mandate just when we have this huge surge of immigrants heading once again to our border. And over at Los Alamos Nuclear Weapons Lab, 185 employees are getting ready to leave there as well. This at a time when we appear to be getting back into an arms race with Russia and China, and our best minds are walking off the job here. There was a video. Thousands of New York City cops, firefighters marched to protest the vaccine mandate. This happened earlier today, and they were marching across the Brooklyn Bridge shouting blank Joe Biden, and you know what they meant by that one here. France is now in their fifth week of protests, and we're starting to see more and more memes involving guillotines on social media. Now, Obama is out there saying, you know, I understand why Americans want to know where COVID-19 mandates will end. Yeah, Obama, thank you for stating the obvious there. Meanwhile, another story, this came on out of brownstone.org, and it is a collection of 91 research studies affirming naturally acquired immunity to COVID-19. And so the number of these scholarly articles continue to grow, and they continue to show that natural immunity is far more long-lasting than that produced by the vaccines. Kind of makes you wonder if these gene therapies were engineered to self-destruct after a while. You know, like planned obsolescence. Oh, the vaccine wore off. You're going to need another shot. You know, that'll be so many hundreds of dollars here. Over in Scotland, they have implemented a vaccine passport. And it's being declared an unmitigated disaster with 550 revelers refused entry, staff abused, football down 40%, forcing venues to close early. And yeah, it's a mess here. Meanwhile, getting on back to France, the French government seeks to extend the COVID state of emergency vaccine passport until next year. And 135 members of the French National Assembly voted for the bill. 125 voted against. The rest abstained. And that was a lot of abstentions here. Okay, there is a new big stink about Dr. Fauci, where he's already in trouble for lying to Congress about the gain-of-function research, but there has been this video showing these experiments being done on puppies, and they were basically locked, you know, their heads were locked in cages. They were debarked, meaning the nerves to the larynx were cut so they couldn't bark or whimper or whine, and basically they were exposed to fleas, who were allowed to basically, you know, feast on the dogs just to see what would happen. And, it's sort of like the same cruelty that we saw in the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. And I'd like to remind everybody that back on November 25th, 2019, President Trump signed a law that made cruelty to animals a federal felony. So book him, Dano. There we are. All right, getting to the international news now. North Korea has slammed President Biden's recent comments on defending Taiwan if China attacked, describing them as reckless. And said the U.S. Indiscreet meddling into Taiwan entails a potential danger of touching off a delicate situation on the Korean Peninsula. Now, Biden basically during his town hall last Thursday basically said, yes, the United States would intervene on behalf of Taiwan if China were to invade. The White House and officials are basically walking that back. And they're saying Biden's statement was a gap and saying that U.S. policy has not changed, which is ambiguity over the entire issue. And this underscores the fact that Biden is not actually in charge. He's not running the administration. You know, these puppet masters behind the scenes are. Meanwhile, the United States is calling on North Korea to stop their missile tests and resume their nuclear talks. And I don't think that's going to work out very well on that. Meanwhile, the Saudi coalition is announcing that they have killed over 260 Houthis in the last 3 days. And so they're still out there making a mess of Yemen. Over in Pakistan, they're basically refusing a deal that would allow the United States to use Pakistani airbase. And, you know, the U.S. is out of Afghanistan, rather ungracefully, I might add. But the interest in keeping the war going is centering on trying to set up the ability to launch airstrikes there, going through Pakistani airspace, and Pakistan is saying no. And I think probably a big reason for that is an American air presence in Pakistan could be used to go to war against China, and Pakistan does not want to deal with the after effects of that little misadventure. Over in Israel, they have launched missiles on southern Syria, claiming that Hezbollah is entrenched along the Golan border. And Damascus is now saying it has a right to respond after the early Monday morning attack, saying the Israeli forces this morning showed another aggression in the southern region. This is taking place as part of a series of aggressions against Syria's sovereignty. So Israel's going to start another war that the U.S. will have to clean up. Meanwhile, another article, U.S. patience is up, pressure on Tehran could be days away. And they're saying that stage one of the Biden administration waiting for Tehran to talk has concluded. And once again, it is the United States that is the stumbling block. Because when Iran first signed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the United States committed to removing sanctions on Iran's economy. And not only did the United States not remove those sanctions, they added even more. So Iran's position is, if you want to go back to talking about the nuclear deal, you have to comply with it, and you have to remove the sanctions. And the U.S. is saying, no, absolutely not. And that is the stalling point. And the United States is trying to act like Iran is the one who's being unreasonable here. Okay, down in Guantanamo, there is this gentleman, Ahmed Rabbani, has finally been released after 17 years of being tortured with no charges. And he was basically grabbed in a case of mistaken identity. They thought he was a wanted terrorist. It turned out they had the wrong guy. They kept him in Guantanamo for all this time just to save the embarrassment of saying, hey, you grabbed and tortured an innocent man. So he's finally free. He's on his way home, and I hope he sues. I really do hope that he does. Getting into the economic news, Joe Manchin has proposed changes to the child tax credit. And it's being criticized because it could prevent more than 37 million children from getting aid. So let's starve the children and feed the war machine here. Nancy Pelosi is confirming a wealth tax on billionaires' unrealized gains is on the way. This is essentially a wealth tax. They're not calling it that. But they're basically talking about taxing billionaires' stock earnings before the stocks are even sold. And so that's their latest plan. I can imagine the billionaires are all of a sudden deciding to start funding conservative politicians right about now. So Manchin says he agrees with the new plan to tax 1,000 billionaires and impose a 15% minimum corporate tax. And Biden is saying he hopes to seal the deal by this Wednesday. And they've now cut the reconciliation bill down to just $1.75 trillion, down from the original $3.5 trillion. It's still a lot of money, and it's a lot of taxes, and a lot of it is, you know, liberal fluff. They're cutting out things that people would like free community college, but they're keeping in all the liberal wet dreams that are out there. And even Nancy Pelosi is saying this tax on the billionaire assets would only cover 10% of the social spending bill being negotiated by Congress. Guess who gets billed for the other 90%? Meanwhile, over at Twitter, founder Jack Dorsey warns that hyperinflation will strike in America soon, and says that it's going to remain high into the next year. The Treasury Secretary says, no, that's nonsense. We're not losing control over inflation, and it will be back to the 2% range by next year. So we'll wait to see which one of them was telling the truth and which one of them was smoking opium again. Over at Disneyland, inflation has hit there. They have raised their prices on most single and multi-day tickets after admission costs remained unchanged during the initial six-month phased reopening from the extended COVID-19 closure of the Anaheim theme park. So there we are. Speaking of inflation, nearly half of Canadians are reporting they're having difficulty feeding their families. So it's not just the United States. The whole global economy has just gone into a tailspin. And under the hashtag Money for the People, there is a petition for a $2,000 monthly COVID check. It is nearing 3 million signatures. And it does sound attractive until you realize somebody somewhere has to pay for it. And they may give you a little money right now, but trust me, they will find a way to take it back with interest down the road. So it's not necessarily a good deal here. And U.S. air transportation is in crisis. The pilots are taking a stand against the killer vaccine. There have been instances of pilots literally dropping dead at the controls of these commercial airliners. And meanwhile, the corporate media is sort of misreporting this. They're not talking about the opposition to the vaccines. They're coming up with these flimsy excuses like, oh, it's bad weather. It's a lack of control tower personnel. Now, getting into the supply chain gridlock, a lot of companies are starting to offer a lot of money for new truck drivers, but it requires a special license called a Class A. I mean, I can't take my regular driver's license and go down and drive an 18-wheeler, much as that would be fun to do. You've got to have a Class A driver's license, and the apparently the DMVs are being overwhelmed by people wanting to get these truck driver jobs, and that is slowing down the ability of these drivers to get into the supply chain and ease the problem there. Okay, here in Indiana, in Hamilton County, there is a woman, Jordan Stevens, and she runs, believe it or not, a goat yoga and goat snuggling operation on her farm. And she has recently been shut down by planning officials who say her property isn't zoned for goat yoga uses. How would you zone that anyway? So they've shut her down. And the woman, Jordan Stevens, suffers from multiple sclerosis And she says if she has to shut down her goat yoga business, she's going to have to apply for disability payments. And, yeah, it's a mess. This is farming country. Why can't you have goats out there? All right. Everybody's always talking about electric vehicles. I like electric vehicles. There's a problem with keeping them all charged. But there's an article out of USA Today saying that actually you may spend more money to charge an electric vehicle than to fill a conventional internal combustion engine car with gasoline. And they're basically talking about the CEO of East Lansing-based consulting firm Anderson Economic Group. He got a Porsche Taycan EV, and he says, you know, it's a wonderful driving experience, but there is a burden in terms of finding charging points and paying the cost of the charging. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stood up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm.
Welcome back to our show here, and continuing on with our news and talking about immigration here. Jen Psaki attempted to defend resident Biden on Friday for his unwillingness to travel to the southern border, saying that he made a trip down there over a decade ago, and therefore he is perfectly familiar with the situation down there. No, the situation is very different from what it was 10 years ago. And, you know, Biden doesn't want to know. Kamala doesn't want to know. They're heading off to Europe. Meanwhile, there is another caravan of illegal immigrants marching toward the Democrats' open borders. It's a group of nearly 3,000 migrants. They're on their way from Guatemala to the U.S.-Mexican border. Some are carrying American flags, and others have these banners that read Biden for all. And this at a time when we're going to be losing border agents to the vaccine mandates here. Now, Texas is taking a firm stand. Right now, they have the National Guard protecting their portion of the border, and they're starting to build their own wall down there. So they're doing something about the crisis, and good for the Texans on that one. Okay. Getting into woke news here, Arizonans have launched a school board association of their own as an alternative to the current monopoly that wants the parents investigated for possible domestic terrorism. Well, again, the National School Board Association has pulled back from that and sort of kind of apologized for making that characterization. Over at Amazon Prime, they're getting ready to do a new TV series based on Lord of the Rings. And frankly, I don't know how you would outdo, the trilogy that was made down there in New Zealand here. That was pretty wonderful filmmaking here. One of the actresses in the new Amazon version wants a female Gandalf, saying that there aren't any powerful, strong female roles in Lord of the Rings, to which I would reply, does the name Galadriel ring a bell? Basically tells us that the actress in question has not actually read the books or even seen the previous movies there. And Coastal Carolina University wants to terminate a theater professor for basically saying, you know, hurt feelings aren't that big a deal, you know, to go back to that, sticks and stones may break my bones, but, you know, words can never hurt me. And they want to fire him for that. They said, yes, hurt feelings matter. Oh, no, they really don't here. We're still dealing with the aftermath of Dave Chappelle's comedy special where, you got to take a break for commercials for a safe identification. We're going to open the phone lines 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.